Sir, you're definitely quirky. Maybe even, dare I say, eccentric? Well, because we're on a yacht, but we're dressed like we're still at the office. Yeah, I get that you have an office on the ship, but I thought this would be more like vacation. Yes, sir, I know I'm still being paid full time and not using my vacation days, but goodness, it's gorgeous out there. Can you really tell me you don't want to go out there and take in the sun? Walk on the beach? Use some of the jet skis you have stored in the building that floats? Well, sir, I'm just trying to understand why you brought me to your yacht and specifically told me to bring office attire. I mean, isn't it cheaper for you to work at the office if all you want to do is work? What do you mean on the boat there's an implication? An implication of what, sir? Yes, sir, I'm aware we're close to international waters and there's practically no laws there. Are you wanting to do drugs with me? No? Sir, I think you're gonna have to spell it out for me. Sir, I understand the land is miles away, so? Sir, with all due respect, that is completely ridiculous. You believe that since we're on a boat that I can't say no because of the implications? The implication that things will go badly for me if I say no on the water? Sir, do you want to hurt me? Then what do you mean things could go badly for me? Threatening my job for sexual favors is sexual harassment, sir. I have tolerated your glances and even let you do questionable things like buying me gifts and bringing me to your yacht to satisfy your need to exert power over me. I'm even dressed in sheer pantyhose and heels and a super short pencil skirt that obviously is to get your kicks. But I've told you, sir, over and over again, I am just your executive assistant. I'm not your porn star. You will not be fucking me. You're wealthy enough you could easily pay for a yacht girl to do those things and get an ironclad NDA to cover yourself. In fact, as your assistant, that's exactly what I'm suggesting you do. Sir, you've got to be fucking kidding me. You sound so foolish right now. I've been the best assistant you have ever had. I fill every check mark you have. I'm attractive, I'm educated, and I'm the perfect age. I've looked at my competitors. The ones that are hotter than me are dumber, and the smarter ones are. Well, let's just say they don't have the legs and the ass to keep you interested. Sir, you can't just. Can't you just go masturbate like you usually do after we meet up? Teasing? Sir, you're the one who makes me wear these outfits. Okay, fine. Fire me. Let's go back to the shore and. What? Sir, you can't possibly expect me to. I'm not that strong of a swimmer. Wait, a lifeboat? You brought me on your yacht as a last-ditch effort to fuck me? And if I refuse this final time, you would leave me on a lifeboat, miles from land and fired, so that I would practically be stranded? And you were absolutely sure that I would be so afraid I would agree To every deprived and evil thing you wanted me to do? Because of the implication? Sir, let me use this opportunity to say I fucking hate you. I can't believe you run a successful business because you are completely delusional. Did you really think it would be that easy? Your money doesn't impress me. Your attractive looks hardly tempt me. And your attempts to control me disgust me. What did your dream in your mind think would happen? Oh no, sir, me so dumb. I don't even know how to turn on the motorboat and make it back to shore. Please don't kick me off your yacht. I would be so helpless and alone. Is that what you wanted? Yeah, is that what you like? You sick, misogynistic bastard. You're a psycho who propositions sex on a yacht because of the implications. Have you no shame? It doesn't make you cringe hearing how stupid your fantasy sounds? Really? Well, let's try again for you. Oh, sir, please don't throw me off the yacht. I don't know how to swim. I don't speak foreign languages. I would be completely lost without your big, strong arms to take care of me. Please, sir, forgive me for being so ungrateful and not giving you what you need. All those times I teased you with my sexy Thai body. I should have taken care of you like you take care of me. I was such a prude. Why was I holding on to the dumb concepts like saving myself from marriage? I'm so sorry. Let me make it up to you. I'm gonna walk over to you and I'm gonna suck your cock. I'm gonna help you relieve that pressure in your balls. Does my body make you hard, sir? Do you fantasize about me? Do you jerk your cock to the thought of me, sir? Do you love how pencil skirts hug my ass? Bend over like this. You want to grab my ass, don't you? How hard are you right now? Pull it out and let me see, please. Oh, there it is. Oh, baby, you're throbbing. The pre-cum is dripping from the tip. Oh, all right. I'm gonna get on my knees and suck that cock for you. I don't even want to say no anymore, sir. I understand the implications. See, I'm on my knees, and I'm just a submissive little obedience love for you and your beautiful cock. I'll even kiss it for you, sir. Is that okay? Can I kiss it, please? Can I kiss it, please? How does that feel? Holy, holy shit. You couldn't hold back, huh, baby? Sorry. There's so many layers to this roleplay. It's like Inception. I'm pretending to be an innocent, conservative woman that's roleplaying as a slut to save her job. Right? I'm supposed to say I don't like this, but slowly show how much I'm loving it. It's gonna be hard because I'm fucking wet right now, baby. Sorry, sir. Okay, I can do this. Force me down on your cock again. Sir, I was just humoring you. I don't actually want to suck your cock. Okay, I'll suck you off, you fucking asshole. I can't believe you're making me do this for my job. I fucking hate you, sir. You pathetic, forced asking me, your assistant, do you like this? You know, I've never touched a man before. I've never touched a cock before you made me do it. What do you mean I'm lying? Sir, whatever I give it my all. So even if it's my first time, I'm gonna make you ejaculate. Sir, you are disgusting. I'm not enjoying this. I hate how you taste. See how much I hate sucking your dick? I spit on your cock to show my disgust. Your dick tastes terrible. Oh. It's gross and yucky. What do you mean my words don't what do you mean my words don't match my actions? Sir, I am not a closeted slut. How dare you call me that? You backed me into a corner, sir. That's why my mouth is on your dick at all right now. If it were up to me, I'd be reporting you for misconduct. You evil, eccentric bastard. You can't keep getting away with this. You won't keep getting away with this. I sound like Jesse Pinkman. Okay, I'm sticking with the script. I'm an educated woman. I'm not some free use bimbo. Baby, if you do that one more time, I'm gonna go feral. I fucking warned you, no more playing around. I want that cock inside of me. I need you to fuck me. Fuck this script. Fuck my pussy right now. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me, please. Oh, no, please, please, fuck me. No, don't take it off. Just rip it, please. Just buy me a new pair, you cheap bastard. Rip it and fuck me now. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, I fucking love when we roleplay. Oh, fuck me. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come so hard. I need to come so fucking bad. Oh, fuck the shit out of me. Oh, my pussy, like, it's pavement, your cock is a jackhammer. Oh, it's a baby, don't stop. Oh, that was so fucking hot. You want me to play some more, huh? Make me come first. I can concentrate because I was turned on. Oh, fuck, I need your cock deep inside me. Oh, so fucking deep. Yes, like the ocean. Fuck the implication. Just make me come. Make me, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, shit. Shit, I needed that so badly. What should we play next, baby? For use assistant? While hating it? Baby, if I can do this, I need an award. Sir, are you satisfied now? You made me come. May I go? No? What do you want me to do? Sit on your desk? Like this? What now, sir? Read your schedule? Okay, sir. Well, tomorrow at 9, you have a conference call with the board. Oh my god. Then at 11 is your briefing with the vice president. Apologies, sir. That's a mistake. The briefing's at 9. Then your meeting with the board's at 11. Oh, right. I'm supposed to hate this more. Sir, I can't think straight while you're fucking me. I can't handle being free use for you with your huge cock. I hate this so much. I absolutely love it. Sorry, I hate this bullying tick of yours. You're forcing me to have sex with you. You're taking advantage of me. You have no soul. No, I don't want to be kicked off the yacht. Yes, sir. Noon is lunch and at 11. At 1:30, you have a call with the senator. Yes, she's still supporting the bill. Bill, sir. Oh, fuck. Did you get even harder? Oh, fuck. You love when I play for you, slut. For your pleasure, don't you? You kinky big dick bastard. I should be concerned. Just fuck, it makes me so wet. I guess I'm just as dirty. Fuck. Just as dirty as you are. That's why you married me, baby. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come again. Fuck, I want you to come deep inside. Fuck, deep inside me, please, 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 please. I need to have your baby. Could you imagine if you conceived on the yacht? Fuck, I'm sure that wouldn't be good luck, sir. Fuck. Oh, fuck, what could you do? Dirty, slutty wife, dude. I'll be come inside her pussy. Oh, that's so kinky. Oh, that's so wrong, just the way we like it. Oh, help. Help me, he won't stop. He won't stop fucking me. Help me. Save me from this evil, evil man. He's a fucking beast. Help me, please. Reginald, what the fuck? No, I don't actually need saving. Can't you see I'm right? Fuck, where I want to be. Get the fuck out! Oh, fuck. Did you see the look on his face? Fuck. Did you see the look on his face? Did you see how scared and turned on he looked? Oh, fuck. 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 We're so bad. Do you think he'll jerk off to the memory of that? His employers? fucking like rabbits. Oh, oh, fuck. And he can't complain. It's because of the implication. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I need you to come with me. Please, please come with me. Please, please. That was intense, baby. No, No, I loved every second of it. I always feel safe with you. How is my acting? Believable, like always. Well, you know it's hard for me to play for use when I'm getting the best dick of my entire life. So can we actually spend some time on the beach? Reginald? Tell me that, Reginald, trust me, just act like it never happened. Unless you want to complain about how hot I am. Aw, thank you, Reginald. Now please tell the captain to bring us to shore. Oh, expect a bonus in your account, okay? Let's keep what you saw a shared secret between the three of us. I love Only Out Life.